Hey folks, welcome to the Binaural Cafe, where we explore an amazing variety of sounds captured in the wildest places and spaces. And we do it all
in immersive sound for earphones.
The special on the board today is, cabin sounds.
Well, that's fairly self-explanatory, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
That's Todd, folks. That's Todd Hoag. Thank you, Todd, for being so agreeable. And on my other side, I have Paul Gation. And Todd has a wonderful Dolby Atmos-capable immersive studio here on Vancouver Island. Paul Gation is my longtime colleague and live sound tech. He also does sound for Bouchard Gardens, which was recently named Best Live Venue on the Planet. And so I got two just awesome guys to share these sounds with you in this podcast series where we explore, as you've heard, some pretty wild spaces and places. Now I'm going to take you to a place that's wild in the sense that it's in the heart of the Yukon Territory, right on the border of Kluane National Park. It's a really rugged and beautiful natural environment. Winters gets down to minus 40 and colder. Summers are gloriously beautiful. Lots of grizzly bear and wolves and all that stuff. And when I was a kid growing up, I spent a half of the year with my mother in San Diego. And then I would come up and spend the other half with my dad in this area. And so that cabin has just some really important memories right from my childhood. And there's a kind of a peace and tranquility that I'm always impressed at how these sounds can kind of convey that. And I'd be curious to know if they convey it to people that haven't experienced it firsthand. So when you arrive at the cabin, the first thing you you come up to is...
mosquitoes.
Yeah, but we're saving them for another episode. We got an episode just dedicated to animals. And so the first thing you come up to is...
the gate.
The door, yes.
Yes.
The door.
The door,
okay. We call it a door. In cabins, we call that a door.
Right, right.
We don't have a gate because the forest is the yard, you know. So this door has this most incredible squeak. My dad built the whole place, including the hinges. He mined for the iron and he hammered it down and bolted it to the logs. But it has this fantastic squealing sound. And I've had friends that have heard this in other recordings where I put the sound, and it's really hyper realistic because, again, if you listen to the first episode and the explanation, this audio is in binaural immersive sound for earphones, making it quite realistic. So this is the sound of the cabin door. This is something I love about the recording, is this wind when the door's open.
It's incredible.
I'm glad my dad did this for me. I'm glad he kept the door open. I was like, was he born in a barn? Or?
Some WD-40 would probably fix that.
Squeak. Well, funny you should say that, because I've always been fond of the squeak. And not long ago, I had a friend stay there. And the problem with that door is if you have to go out for some reason early in the morning to relieve yourself or whatever, that door kind of wakes up everybody. You know? And so the guest I had over actually went and got WD-40 and killed the sound. Now the door is like silent.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was really, really depressing.
I had a guest in my house that did the same thing. I had a door downstairs that people had to come through when they're coming in the house. We have a lot of people coming into the house right now. And he went and did the same thing. He's like, because that was how I could tell if somebody was in the house.
That's right.
Who needs a doorbell when you've got a... Yeah, it was really... So this, I'm really glad I've done so many recordings of that squeaky hinge, because otherwise I may never hear it again.
That's right.
So you come into the cabin, and one of the stunning features is at the time that he purchased this, my dad was stationed in Bavaria in Germany after the war. And when he was there, you know, he was really enamored by the culture, and he purchased, which was at the time, the world's largest cuckoo clock. And this thing is huge. I mean, it's like, I don't know, it's like 4 feet high or more, and really ornate with these, a deer with antlers and hunter's satchels on the side and a couple of rifles crossing at the bottom. Like, it's really remarkable. But the sound of it is is so, because I've always heard it in there, you know, when you're just sitting at the cabin reading or hanging out or as a kid, sometimes I'd be there alone. And it's just this really peaceful sound. Hmm. And the music that it plays is also pretty cool. So this is the sound of what was and could still be the world's largest cuckoo clock. Close, you can hear the wind.
I do hear that
outside, kind of whistling. Yeah.
Like, what song is that, Matthew?
You know, I don't know. I should, but I don't know what song it is. It played two songs, one at the hour and the other at the half hour.
Cool.
Yeah, really, really nice. And that's another thing, though, that you often wanted to disable when you went to bed. You would do that all night long, every half hour. So the next thing that you need to do when you come into the cabin is
cook yourself a meal.
Even before that, you gotta get the chill out of the cabin.
Oh, we gotta light a fire.
Gotta light a fire.
Right.
So that's another sound that's constantly in the ambient background when you're in that cabin environment, is the sound of the stove. And there's nothing, I think everybody could feel that comfort of a well-lit stove.
Mm-hmm. I remember it well.
Like, I love the sound of the air in the background.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can hear the...
hear the flue.
Right.
Sucking
right.
air, yeah. I could listen to this one all day.
It is. It's, you know, it's kind of like rain. It's a sound that just has a tranquility to it.
Paul, will you tell me a story?
That'll be my dad tamping down the stove. Yeah, that's a lovely sound.
It's amazing.
Is that actually your dad? That's...
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
really he was helping me get all these recordings, and it was sweet because it's a nice memory. My dad is no longer with us.
Yeah, nice to have that memory.
It is nice to have that. I remember once he came in when we were doing these recordings, and he sat down, and I've got that exhale grunt he used to do when he'd sit down, and then he'd start telling me something, and I realized I was recording it, so I'm starting to ask him, whatever happened there, you know? And I've got these nice... recordings of just stories.
Wow,
you know?
Great.
That's neat. So the next thing that's quite unique, and I know, Paul, you'll know what this is. I'd like to know, Todd, if you're familiar with this, but listen to the sound and see if you can tell me what this is.
Sure.
Any ideas?
It's either a windmill... Or a percolator.
That's interesting. That's close. It does sound like a percolator.
A little bit.
Paul? When I tell you what it is, you're going to know. Remember those propane lamps that we used to hang in cabins? And we'd have those propane lines going everywhere. And they put the little net. The little net underneath.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And that puffing sound is the... That little net that's glowing, you know, burning up the propane, is it?
Right.
And that was always, because in the evenings, you know, we had no electricity, so we'd light these propane lamps, and they'd be just puffing away. And when I hear that sound, it just puts me right back there, and it's such a peaceful sound. So another sound that's typical to cabins like this in the Yukon, it's common to have dogs around, but it's also common to have a dog sled team. Because in the winter, when it's, you know, 3-4 feet of snow... you just can't get in there any other way. And dogs are, not only they're fun to have around and good little buddies, but their dog teams are just so effective. It's a really effective way of getting around. Hmm. And so I'd like to play this for you. And I'm going to tell you something before you listen to this. Because the first thing you hear is not a sled dog. It's a wolf. And this is a wolf I recorded near a wolf den. And it was doing this kind of defensive thing. It was... You can tell by the way it's howling, it's got this angst kind of like a unnerved, anxious tone to it, and that's communicating to the other wolves that there's me around and there must be pups in the den if it's acting like that. But the reason I put it together with the sled dogs is it's not uncommon for wolves to come around, and that really agitates the dogs. So that's what you're going to hear in this recording. That's a lot of dogs.
How many dogs would that be? 10, 12, 14?
That's actually a lot of dogs. I recorded that at a kennel out in the out in the woods, and they probably had 30 dogs. And dogs will get excited if there's a wolf around, but that was actually feeding time. And so those are some really happy puppies because, oh my goodness, there's some delicious num-nums coming their way. So what I'd like you to hear now is a mix of all these sounds, basically the greatest hits of cabin sound, in order to transport you virtually through sound right into the cabin. You ready for this, guy?
I'm going to close my eyes.
How's that feel?
Man, that fire was right in my lap.
Are you okay?
I had to look down. I had my eyes closed, and then I had to look down to make sure there wasn't something moving in front of me. That was really cool.
Yeah, it's a very binaural sound. It just lends itself to those kind of sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's another thing that happens when you're out at places like this for us creative types, and that is music happens. As a musician, and you guys are both musicians, when you're out there and you've got that peace that comes upon you and it kind of clears away the gunk of our city life, what's unraveled and kind of exposed is that creative inspiration. And so I'd like to play for you some of that that goes on out there. This is a buddy of mine, Adrian. He's actually down by the spring, the freshwater spring. He's playing his guitar, sitting out there in the woods. And I just love the peaceful quality of this, and you can feel it in his performance.
Oh, yeah.
You just want to be there playing along, you know, or be the one playing.
Nights get short. Grow long, another quickly year drifts on. Trees in blossom all sing their song to hail another change.
Yeah, so he's really good friend of mine, Adrian Very Nation, nice. And yeah. He and I had been down at the cabin for a while because he's a wonderful carpenter as well. So we made a deal: you help me fix up the cabins a bit, and I'll bring my recording gear and we'll record out there. And we did, and we made a few recordings called Cabin Songs, and one of the songs is actually called Cabin Song. And just the feeling of recording out there was really magical, you know, to be in that environment. And this next recording is actually me running around with an accordion, because I can't bring my piano out there. You mentioned mosquitoes.
Did anyone else have the urge to swat at that mosquito?
Yeah. Yeah, it's an ever-present reality in the summer out there. But that was me looking for the melody of a song, of that song, Cabin Song, which we actually recorded out there.
Beautiful.
Another thing that we've got at the cabin, I said I couldn't bring a piano, but there is one of those old pump organs that you pump with your feet.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doubles as both a musical instrument and an exercise machine, because it's got leaky bellows, and you gotta pump the heck out of that thing. It's like those little bikes at the gym.
Yeah.
So that's what this thing is.
While we're waiting for tea to boil, I'll record this little intro.
Funny thing about the bellows on that, because it's so leaky, that when you're pumping away there, it gets louder with every pump. And each time you pump, you know, it gets louder. So you wind up writing to the rhythm of your feet. You
it
know?
Almost has a bit of a Wurlitzer, kind of a Leslie effect, you know? Like,
that's the pumping making it loud, soft, yeah, loud, soft. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it actually influences the way you write.
Sure.
Yeah. The next thing you do when you get into the cabin, even before you get into the music, is
make some coffee.
Oh, there you go. Make some coffee. So one thing we did out of just for fun is we recorded all in binaural every step of making cabin coffee, which has its own unique flavor as well, sometimes for better or not. But that's what this whole little vignette is every stage, including walking in. You with me so far?
Oh, I'm there. I'm there, man.
Now remember, there's no electricity, right?
I was gonna ask, how are we doing this? Oh, okay. Hand grinder. Satisfying that sound for some reason.
Mm. Now again, no electricity. Now I don't know if you guys have ever used one of these, but you know those percolators that sit on a fire stove?
Yeah, sure have.
There it is.
Ah. Hey, you gotta wait a little bit.
Yeah, I can smell it, though. I can smell that coffee.
While you're waiting...
Pick up a guitar.
Interlude.
Right. It's starting to boil. It's starting to percolate. We've sped things up out of interest in the vignette, so.
Right. Extra frothy.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's not coffee yet.
Not the greatest looking coffee in the world, is it?
We were speeding things up so much that the coffee didn't really percolate enough at all, and it was just sort of really, really weak. So I mentioned that Adrian and I had been working on the song, Cabin Song, and it's one of the songs from the new album Full Circle, which is going to be released soon, or maybe released by the time you hear this. And every song on the album is recorded entirely in binaural, also using impulse responses. These are binaurally captured acoustic spaces from all over the world. And these techniques combined are what we call full circle sound.
Wow, cool.
And so this is another song from that album. You guys are among the first to hear it.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
So special thanks to Adrian Nation for contributing by way of these recordings and, of course, to the song. And keep your ears open for more episodes of the Binaural Cafe. Thanks for joining us. I can hear the windmill turning round and take comfort in the sound of the water in the fountain in the yard. And I hear the sounds of days long past as the wind moves through the grass, like my father's, mine are surely not the last. It is here among the alder groves, and I flourish in the sun, and I never stand alone. I could ask for nothing more, that all could have a home, a place to call their own. How the water and the turning wind tells a tale we're living. Never ending, always changing, always been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pack her up, eh?
Yeah, let's hit it.
I like recording when it's dark.
We'd like to thank the government of Yukon for sponsoring in part this program and look forward to seeing you soon in the Binaural Cafe. I'm Matthew Lien.